This is Valley Edition. I'm Carrie Klein. FM 89 reporter Monica Velez has been following what some community members in Fresno have been doing to combat gun violence. 2 months ago, she profiled Aaron Foster, whose work in southwest Fresno has helped reduce shootings there. Foster recently partnered with a retired Bulldog gang member to reach youth in other parts of the city. Monica Velez has this audio postcard.
42-year-old Alfredo Gonzalez is sitting down in the Project Rebound office at Fresno State. It's a program that helps formerly incarcerated people go to college and graduate.
I'm here to register for a class that's going to be on January 6th and 7th. It's a two-day class, just one unit for my bachelor's. Although I'm at City, I've been part of Project Rebound since before I got out of prison.
He's slated to graduate from Fresno City College next semester with 5 associate degrees.
Social and behavior sciences, sociology, American studies, arts and humanities, and business.
He says after that, he'll transfer to Fresno State and then hopefully law school. But before Gonzalez started this new life, he was in Salinas Valley State Prison, a place he thought he would never leave.
So I said, I'm going to be the best bulldog I could ever be, the best criminal, if you want to say. And that's what I did. For the next 15 to 18 years, I just tore up the prison system any chance I had of opportunity. Enemies, I seen you, you came within striking distance, I struck, and that was my life.
The Selma native became a gang member at 13. At 17, he was arrested.
I was in there for a double life sentence for a second-degree murder and first-degree attempted murder.
But Gonzalez got out in 2018 because of SB 260. It's a state bill that was passed 6 years ago and gives people who were convicted as minors parole hearings.
And that's what basically saved me, aside from the fact that, you know, I earned my GED in 2013, got college involved in my prison, self-help programs.
Before that, he says he would have done anything for the Bulldogs, like attempted murder or assault with a deadly weapon.
Anything you can think of, I did in prison.
And everything he did in prison, well, it earned him the respect of other gang members. And now, he says he's trying to use that for good.
All the bad that I did for so many years, I'm trying to get the positive out of that and use that negative stuff for positive stuff now. So all that stuff, I can't change it. I already did it. There's no going back. But what I can do is use that credibility that I earned and that respect to try to change the lives of the next generation. And that's what we're doing.
For the past few months, Gonzalez has been working with community activist Aaron Foster, whose goal is to prevent gun violence in Fresno. In the gang culture, Gonzalez says there's a racial divide, and that's why working together is critical.
Like Aaron said, he can only talk to the kids in his neighborhood, the gangs that he's familiar with, you know. I could do my part with the gangs that I'm familiar with, the people that I'm in part of or was part of.
Foster and Gonzalez talk to gang members, young and old, to try and stop crimes from happening. Gonzalez speaks to youth groups at Barrios Unidos monthly. He networks with families he knows so he can go into their neighborhoods to empower kids through education and civic engagement.
We want to come in there and try to speak to these kids and say, you know what? We don't need you to commit a felony because we need you to vote when you turn 18. And if you can vote when you turn 18, then you can make a change. And if you can make a change, then you should be in college because you matter.
He says so far it's working. He's been able to stop fights and possible shootings from happening. But more importantly, he says it's about letting young kids know that college is an option.
And if people see that, hey, you know what, they listened over here and they got this guy a job or they got this guy into college or this guy got his GED, more people will get involved. And they'll say, hey, you know what? Let's go hang out at Fresno City. Let's go to school. And who knows?
And Gonzalez says it matters that this message comes from him.
Once again, that goes back to my past, my reputation. And they say, well, if he was able to do it and everybody still respects him and he's going to college, then why can't I go to college? Why do I have to go to prison and then learn and then waste my whole youth in prison, which I did. I wasted my whole life.
Gonzalez says he realizes now how much pain he's caused other people. And if he can stop other kids from doing that, then he says he's doing his job. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.